Yeah, hi, that's Al Levy with you once again, I hope, on Blog Talk Radio. And I hope to be joined by my guest, Phil Barone. He's a comic and rock musician, so looking forward to speaking with him. If you check out our site, you'll see that there's lots of stuff going on here at Blog Talk Radio. And one of the amazing things that we've seen is that we've gotten just some interesting people joining Blog Talk Radio. For example, we had the Republican National Chairman, Ken Melman, on last Friday. He was on a show, on a blog show, Say Anything Goes blog, and he joined Rob Port, who's a blogger from North Dakota, and that was terrific. And, you know, it's quite interesting to understand the different types of venues this medium can support. Last weekend, for example, I saw a blog that was posted on an Italian website talking about Blog Talk Radio, and unfortunately I don't speak Italian. I didn't have the time to translate the site, but I saw that it was a positive commentary on our site. And about 20 minutes after that blog was posted, we had about 20 hosts signing up from Italy. So it's Blog Talk Radio is clearly a global platform, and it's something that we're quite excited about. So let's see. We may have Phil on the phone, and we can pick him up here.
Hello?
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How's everything?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Actually driving to a comedy gig.
I see. In Riverside, California.
Yes. Yes, we're going to be hosting some crazy gig. I have no idea what's ahead of me.
Yeah,
that's what makes it fun.
Hopefully you watch out for the car ahead of you.
Yeah, well, I'm actually in the passenger seat.
Oh, that's good. That's better. You don't want to drive and be on the show at the same time. But anyway, let me tell everybody, this is Al Levy's show on Blog Talk Radio. Phil Barone is my guest tonight. If you'd like to call later with questions, it's 347-677-0649. And Phil, I want to thank you for joining me, and I apologize for being a bit late.
Don't worry about it.
That worked out great. So I went through your bio, and you've got a very interesting career, but there's one thing that stuck out of all the things that I find most intriguing and interesting.
Yes.
And that's, I see you're from Long Island, New York.
I am from Long Island,
and
yes.
So am I.
Oh, really? What part?
Seaford.
Seaford? I'm from Stenridge, which is like by Port Jeff. Belden area.
Okay.
Yeah. But I moved out of there when I was 11. So kind of...
Where'd you move? Out to California? Or?
No, I actually moved to Florida.
Okay.
And I lived in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for, till the beginning of 06, actually. So, and I just moved to L.A. in January.
And how do you like it over there?
I love L.A.
You do?
I love this place. Everything is here that I need, you know. And I basically came out here to get into the business again.
Yeah.
After 2 years off from music, I decided that it was time to get out there and get where where someone will see me, basically. So
you started out as a rock musician, right? In a rock band, a drummer.
Right.
And then that took you on a path that was quite scary.
Yeah, you know, as a musician, I kind of kicked the envelope a little. Well, I did more than kick it, but I kind of got my dream of becoming a rock star, and I kind of lived it all the way up, and almost died a few times from ODing on drugs, and did my bit in rehab, as we all have to, as rock stars, and now I'm healthy and focused and moving on to the next career, but it definitely took me down a crazy path.
Right, and that is interesting. Is that it takes you to comedy?
Yeah,
I mean, I read that you were a young kid and you wanted to be a comic. It was like a dream of yours. Is that true? You wanted to be a comic when you were growing up?
Oh, absolutely. I listened to Richard Pryor records when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
Red Fox, Richard Pryor. I love the dirty stuff, Lenny Bruce, all of that stuff, and. I've always enjoyed comedy, and it just I have a funny family. Like, my father is hilarious, and But, you know, doing stand-up is a completely different thing than telling your friends jokes or being funny in front of your friends. So it kind of took a little bit of kick in the ass to get me out on that stage. And once that happened, then I was, you know, that was it. Now I'm a stage whore.
I can imagine. It's just, it's brutal. Yeah. I mean, at some point you're up there and you're facing these people. You say a joke, you know, they don't laugh. And I mean, what do you do in that case?
You go on to the next one. I don't really, I mean, you're going to bomb. You know,
right.
Just get ready for it. It's not a. It's inevitable. It happens to everybody. You're going to get heckled. You're going to bomb. I could bomb tonight. You know, I mean, that's the lure of getting on stage, though. It's almost like that excitement of, oh, my God, how's this crowd going to take me? And if they do, if they don't dig me that much, how do I win them over? And I think it's important, like, you know, going up there for yourself and being ready for that. And believe it or not, the first time you bomb, it really doesn't hurt. It really doesn't. I mean, it actually makes you better.
It does.
You move on to the next thing. It's just, you know, people have different sense of humors. And a joke that kills one night will bomb the next night.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And where do you get your material? Like, where do you develop a lot of it yourself? Do you have other people help you with writers? You just check stuff out that goes on in your day-to-day life that you find funny or what?
No, it's my take on stuff. I don't have writers. I've been writing for a while now. So I just kind of, it's my take on what, you know, as I say, they call me the rotten brain, just how I feel about certain things. I talk about some band stuff, but, you know, I'm developing material as we go, so everything changes, like, every day.
Well, I saw on your blog you had these postings about Chavez and Bush, and so you do some political stuff too, right?
I really don't. I just do that, like, out of the blue because I'll see something on television that just strikes me funny.
Right.
And I like to do, like, those kind of blogs. I don't do political humor at all because that's, like, it's weird. I mean, how many Bush jokes can you do?
Well, John Stewart does a great job of do you like Stewart?
Yeah, John Stewart's amazing.
Amazing, you know?
So,
isn't he?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's brilliant people doing. Bill Maher, another one. That's great. Let those guys do the political stuff. I'm intriguing enough that people, like, he was a rock star comedian. What is he going to talk about? So, you know, I just decide to, I talk about dirty stuff to, you know, fun stuff, whatever comes to mind. But I've been writing now for a while, so, and developing. It takes a while, so.
Right, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
And you've checked out, I know you heard about Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. And we've got some comics actually on here. We've got Mike Trainor's a comic. He has his own show on Sirius. And we have Adam Hinecker's got a show on XM. And they've been enjoying the platform.
They did what?
They have their own shows on Blog Talk Radio, but they're stand-up comics.
Right.
But they use it as an opportunity to try out material.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's a great opportunity. I mean, my old blogs were kind of like that. I would do stuff. But, yeah, it's a great place to do stuff, I would think. And, as long as people are listening and you get feedback, at least you know where you stand.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. But, again, even, you know, doing it on radio and, again, getting in front of people and doing it, two different things.
I can't even imagine that, getting in front of the people. I mean, how large is some of the audience? Like, for example, tonight, how many people will be in there?
You know, I have no idea. I've never been to this place, so it's kind of like, you know, where it's a new venue. But, you know, it averages a couple of hundred, maybe, at the top. When I do my show at the Improv, it's called Sex, Stand Up, and Rock and Roll, that's a 210 is the capacity, and we sell that out.
Right.
But the normal crowds, honestly, can go from 5 people to 30 to 70. You know, there's a ton of comedy clubs here in L.A., mm-hmm. And we just, you know, go to each club and get stage time. You know, I'm not at a point now where people are promoting me by my name. I'm more of getting up on stage and just doing time in places just to work out material.
Right.
So, the only show that I know sells out is my Improv show, just because we have great comics on that. You know, we have kind of a different twist with comedy and rock and roll, so it's doing quite well. But in general, I don't even know how many people are going to be there.
How long were you in rock and roll for?
I started in my first band, Saigon Kick, in 1988. And we got signed in 1990. So professionally, I've been doing it for about 16 years. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then you look at guys, you know, like the Stones, and you look at these bands that have been around for so long, Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And they've been through a lot of the stuff you've been through, but they live to talk about it.
Yeah, which is some of them do and some of them don't.
Right, exactly.
Luckily they have, but I'll tell you this, it's, you know, for me, I just got burnt from it. I just got burnt from music, and I needed to do something else. And being in the entertainment business already, it's kind of in my blood, and I'm really enjoying the new stand-up career. I can't be happier.
That's
honestly.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing a movie, too, is that right? It's coming out?
It comes out in January. It's called Waking Up Dead.
Okay.
And, it's a documentary of my time in the music business. So we had cameras following me around for 4 years, from touring to home, covers of drug addiction, rehab, therapy, all kinds of stuff. It's pretty deep, and you know, it has funny backstage moments. We have the girls in there, but then it has like harsh drug stuff, and it's really a crazy movie. But it's something that I needed to do to kind of close that chapter of my life. You know,
right.
I produced it with my partner Fabio Jaffe, who's a brilliant editor, director, cameraman. So yeah, we really put this thing together, and we're real proud of it. It finally comes out in January.
So 4 years ago, I mean 4 years when you made a conscious decision to do a documentary,
no.
And that's why you started filming it, or you just happen to have a video archive of things and you just pieced it together.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. Fabio did the Skid Row Making of Thick Skin, which is our making of our record DVD. And he just started following me around, as he says, you know, he wanted to follow the train wreck. So that's what he did. And,
so he started coming.
Yeah, he just started filming stuff. And then I went out on the road just, you know, like normally I would just film with my camera out on the road. You know, just crazy shit. Just mm-hmm. all kinds of nutty, you know, the backstage stuff, all that. So we already had all this on tape anyhow. And then we just started editing the movie together. We figured out the story we wanted to tell, had it all in video because it's a documentary. So everything had to be there. Nothing was staged, and we just edited it together.
Did you get filming of, like, your 12th or 13th tattoo?
I do have film of getting tattooed.
you don't have enough. That's the one comment I have for you, by the way.
Yeah, we filmed everything, but, yeah. And then I did an episode of Miami Ink as well. I got one filmed on that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's a wild show.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And but
do you have the sleeve business and that whole thing? What, you know?
Do I what?
The sleeve, you know, the full arm business and.
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
Both arms are. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll send you nudes later.
I don't have to. I went on your MySpace page. They're very prominent.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And then you can maybe get the second. Now that you're in comedy, does that, you know, would you get your legs done too as well, or? That's kind of with the rock business.
Yeah, I think I'm done now. So, I have no desire for the tattoos anymore. So I'm not. I don't regret anything. I'm just kind of like, you know, that's. I've stopped for a bit.
Well, when you run out of skin, that's also another issue.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. So I mean, and I see that your family. I guess where they're still living down in Florida. You mentioned them in your MySpace page, actually.
Yeah, they're over in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, and Fort Myers area. So, yeah, I still have a ton of family over there, and everybody kind of, well, it's the Italian thing. You end up moving to Florida.
Right.
Italian and Jewish, that's what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you end up in Florida. So, yeah, they all kind of move from New York to Florida.
Well, that's because, you know, they get those dinners at 6 o'clock, the early bird specials at 5 p.m. You just better watch out for the restaurants over there, the Jewish delis and the like.
Who doesn't enjoy that? That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're eating breakfast then.
That's true. No, yeah, it used to be anyhow. Not anymore.
Right, I used to. Now you have your hours are a lot less. But
yeah.
Did you do comedy in Florida, too, or you just really, or do it in New York?
No, I haven't done. I started here. I started my first stand-up over here.
I see.
I never. Yeah. So I kind of there's so many comedy clubs over here. It just was very easy to get started. Just, you know, walking in and going, hey, can I get some time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we started. So.
And you started, you spent a lot of time on your MySpace page and your social networking, and is that helpful with you with your career?
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, you got to remember, when people talk about MySpace, you know, half the American population is on MySpace. Just put it in that perspective. So it's a huge, huge area to network, to promote, you know, and really market yourself. And I got some great fans on there, some great friends, and they come out and they support. So, you know, it's definitely a great tool all around.
Have you recorded any of your shows and posted them to your blog at all?
No, nothing yet. I'm still not ready to put anything out there right now. I'm working out, you know, material, because the stuff that I started with is completely different.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We could do something with Blog Talk Radio, and I know that, and Amy, I want to give her kudos. Amy from Domestico, from the Blue Doodle. I know she interviewed you on her side, and she's been great. We worked on this 9/11 project together, and I've been speaking to her more than my wife lately, but she's a great lady. Amy,
yeah.
I know you're listening. But, you know, one of the things that we could do with Blog Talk Radio is maybe get you on here to host your own show, talk about what it's like on the road, you know, in the comedy clubs. These shows, the great thing about this is it could be done remotely.
Right.
You know, like you're on my show now. You're using a phone. You're dialing in. I'm actually dialing in to host the show. But you can actually upload some MP3, some files of some of your shows and archive them on your page. And people can kind of check out some of your stuff. You can edit it, and you can, if you don't like it, just delete it. You know, there's a lot of things you could do with it from a comedian standpoint.
No, I'm definitely definitely interested in getting something together, because I'd like to introduce some new comics and stuff. And I've met, you know, being out here in L.A., it's just like anything else. I mean, you see these great, amazing comics that maybe might not even be heard.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of like the bands. You know, how many great bands
sure.
you know that need a record deal
sure.
that never will? So, yeah, I'd love to introduce new comics and have some fun with all that.
Great. Hey, listen, we have a call. Let's see who's on. Hi, you're on Alan Levy's show with Phil Verone. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's going on, Alan? This is Anthony T.
Hey, Anthony, how are you?
All right. Listen to your show, man. Pretty good stuff, man. Also, I was checking out, you know, everything. Sounds like it's going good, man.
Thank you.
Good job.
Well, Phil is a guest, and Anthony, you're a host on Blog Talk Radio as well, right?
Oh, yeah, I got a show called Anthony Spot. You know, I interview, you know, industry professionals, you know, just interview people that's just trying to do things in the industry and need that extra exposure.
Great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions for Phil at all?
Yeah, I was looking at I like that Oprah skit, man. That's some good stuff, man. I was reading the Oprah, man. I know that's crazy. I know you get, like, a lot of, do you kind of get, like, people, like, just email you, like, stuff that you don't like about them, or do they kind of get mad with you when you do stuff like that?
Like, no, just, no, not really. I mean, I have, you know, it's all in good fun. I people got to realize that it's comedy. I don't mean to say anything malicious. I mean, some people get pissed off and they'll email you and be like, you know, that wasn't, like, I just did that new bit about Chavez and George Bush, and a Republican emailed me and was like, there's nothing funny about that. It's like, you know what, lighten the fuck up already, you know, give me a break. You know?
That's what I was about to ask you, too. Right? You know, did you get a couple emails about the Bush thing, man? Because I know a lot of
that
people
was the
get
one.
Mad.
But you got to remember, out of 100 comments or 150 comments, whatever it is, one was bad. And I let it stay, because they have a right to speak their mind. I think if you're going to publish something publicly, you need to take the heat from it as well. But I got to, you know, it's comedy. I mean, the country is in turmoil right now, and let's make fun of it, because that's all we got. I mean, what else are we going to do with it, you know? So I try to look at it that way, but, you know, it's just my take on it. So, but like I said, I keep myself open to whoever wants to come back and say something bad. I don't care. I laugh at myself. There's not much you can say about me. So, because I agree with most of it. So
that's good. Well, thanks, Anthony. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Okay, my pleasure, Anthony. We'll speak to you soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, that's good. I mean, if you get people emailing you ideas and they're checking out your MySpace, I mean, it's a good thing. You get a lot of material from what's going on out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's funny, because I get a ton of emails and go, hey, Phil, check this out. You might want to blog about it, you know. Because it's like they want to hear my take on it, which is kind of cool. You know, that's
do you market to your bloggers? In other words, did you keep an email database? You know, some people keep email lists, and you could send something out to 100, 200, 300 people or whatnot?
Yeah, no, I just kind of, I'll send out a bulletin that I have a new blog up. I have subscribers. I got about 600-700 subscribers that are just, you know, once I put a blog up, they go right to their, it goes right to their blog box so they can read it. But no, I'm not that crazy with it. I was doing it for a lot for a while, but now it's like I'm working so much with comedy and writing and stuff, I don't have so much time anymore.
Right.
So I kind of put one up once in a while that I feel is, you know, that strikes me very funny. Because I, you know, you start running out of material too, and people kind of get bored with your writing, and or they don't even read it anymore. It's kind of like, oh, we put a new blog up, let me just get on there and leave a comment. So
yeah, definitely, I agree.
Yeah. I just decided to make it count, so I put it up once in a while. Now.
That's good. I mean, it's information overload. I'm not a blogger myself, and I blog. You know, we have a blog on Blog Talk Radio. We really mostly just help. We extend the blog. We actually make blogging easier for people because we give them an ability not just to just write words, but to talk. It's easier to talk than to write.
Yeah.
And it's easier to listen than read. And people love listening.
Yeah, people love listening and, you know.
And people love talking, too, by the way.
Yeah, and I have to say, that's why I put these new blogs or picture blogs that have captions, because I can get a lot done. You know, people want to see the picture and then read what I have to say about the picture, and it's funnier that way. So it's a visual and, you know, and everything together. Because, like, when you start really writing a blog and they have to really read it and kind of see about it, people will, you know, you lose their attention. So I like to do those picture blogs and get to the point, and it's a lot funnier.
That's good.
So.
And I think it's a great idea that if you've got some young comics and people that want to get out there and you could corral them and maybe, you know, give them a platform on Blog Talk Radio, they can do their own shows, they can have these files, they can send them around. You know, you could do a show and you could send it around to different people that you want to profile this, your work.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, with all of this technology, I think it's a great avenue for many, many things, and I agree. I definitely am thinking about that, making, you know, when I do something new, I want to make sure that I'm comfortable with it, and I want to make sure that it's going to be worthy of someone listening.
Right.
So I'm totally thinking about it, but I also have an insane schedule of, you know, with all these shows and, you know, flying here and flying there. So I have to be realistic on, you know, the time that it takes because, again, when you put something together, I want to make sure it's great.
Yeah.
I want to spend the time on it. Right now, because everything is so insane, I kind of find myself without much time. But, you know, it's definitely there. I definitely am thinking about it for sure.
Okay. Well, we can certainly accommodate you, and I'm glad you checked out the platform. I'm glad you had an opportunity to get in. What time does your show start?
The show starts in an hour, so we're in the middle of traffic here on the lovely 5.
You can't get used to that, please. I mean, I know you just moved to L.A., but you can't get used to the traffic.
The traffic, you just grin and bear. There's really, you can't even get upset because there's just traffic, period. There's no time that there isn't traffic.
Worse than the L.A.E.?
You know, I was so young, I can't even comment on the LIE because I could probably ask my dad that question because I know he would come home from work all crazy. But, but this is traffic here.
That's, yeah.
You get used to it. It's part of it. But, so the show starts in an hour. So, we'll see what happens when we get over there.
Well, great. Hey, listen, I'm going to, check out now. I want to thank you for being on my show and,
I appreciate you having me, and, you know, again, to all the listeners, to go to my MySpace, just myspace.com/PhilVerone, and they can be up to date on all my shows, my movie trailers on there, everything's on there. So, you know, come on over, send me some messages, say hello, friend requests, whatever, you know.
Perfect.
I answer everything myself, so.
Excellent. Cool. All right, great. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Be well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, that was Phil Verone. He's got to jump off. He's got a show starting in an hour. Actually, someone had called, and let me see. There's another call on hold, and let's see. I can take this one before we go. Hello, hi. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, is it me?
Is it me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes,
is it me?
I
I just want to tell you, I just found your site, and I find it absolutely fascinating that. You can just use a telephone, and you can have your own show. And I'm just, like, amazed that you did this because I'm surprised like the whole country hasn't signed up yet. I'm sure they will.
Well, maybe, you know, you could be my spokesperson.
I think I want to, Alan, because I was writing you an email and then I thought I would just try to call and say hello because I'm floored.
It's Susan.
Hmm? No, my name is Marcy.
Oh, Marcy.
Yeah, but well, I didn't.
And how did you find out about Blog Talk Radio?
Well, I found out from about Blog Talk Radio because I do a radio show with a partner co-host who happens to be the editor-in-chief of Radio Inc. magazine. And he found out about you, I guess, through your PR people. And then I went on your site, and I'm just floored, and I told him he better write something about you because it's kind of like having this little treasure. I don't mean to stumble over words here, but this is just a fascinating thing. Usually, you know, people, you know, have to carry some kind of makeshift switchboard and headphones and all that, and you've made it so easy for people to communicate about anything on what you do, and yeah, I'd like to be your spokesperson, Alan.
I think you can. I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
No, I really appreciate that. And we really have focused on giving people – I think it's empowering. I mean, the ability to host your own show, to create your own show, to edit it, to engage your audience. I mean, I think it's just fascinating. And, you know, there's 50 million blogs, and I was talking, we had Phil Ferrone, who was a guest.
Yes, I was listening to you.
Right. And
see?
yeah, you were listening, which
is
great.
I was listening.
And so, you know, here's a medium that you've got the ability, a blogger, and many people, you know, millions and millions of bloggers who sometimes aren't heard.
Right.
You know, and have an ability to kind of take their passion and talk about it.
Right, because some people can't. Some people, I have trouble expressing myself sometimes in writing because I feel like it has to be the way that, you know, they teach you in school. And the one thing that I do with Joe, he kind of gets on me because he's a journalist. He doesn't like my writing. But my writing's just different than his. And they said, well, you talk like you write. And I said, hello, bingo. That's kind of what I've gotten. I like that, but I'd rather talk more. So the blog thing is fascinating as it is, but you're right. There's so many out there. But you have made it so easy because people are going to think that you paid me to do this, but really,
yeah,
he hasn't. But the thing is, I'm fascinated that you could just pick up the telephone because I've asked people in the industry. We're pretty kind of new. So when I've gone to, like, a convention and stuff like that, or seminars, they call it, you know, I'm like, well, how do people do it remotely, you know, do your show? And they have to have all this equipment, or maybe not that much equipment, but equipment you have to go out and buy and purchase and all this. And you have made it simply so, like elementary with this wonderful technology that we have to make it so easy for just the average person like me to be able to sign up and do it, which I'm trying to do, but I was having a little trouble. So
I can maybe help you with that. But, you know, if you know, just to go back on that, I agree. I mean, the concept here is really merging the merger of the old technologies with new technologies.
Right.
We're merging the phone with the web.
Right.
And blogging.
Right.
Which just doesn't exist right now.
No, well, also, you've made it really, really, really phenomenal. The one thing I love about radio is the fact that it's pretty immediate. Like, when I'm watching the television, let's say The Bachelor, okay, because we do something on relationships, but it's more male-friendly because you guys get a hard time from women all the time, and I'm a woman, so I could say this, and I've had this before, but, you know, women exhibit some really crazy behaviors that make guys want to run away. So, anyway.
Okay. I won't argue that point.
Okay, but see, I can say it. You probably couldn't say it because you'd get 10 million more phone calls, but I've had it. So when I changed my behavior and my thoughts on stuff, you know, things kind of float. But what I'm saying is, so one of my shows I like is The Bachelor, which is coming back on, which is great. But I'll talk to the television, but there's no feedback. There's no, you know, and when you write, you have people can comment and things like that. But with this, you could have a guest on. Like, one of my really good friends is psychic. So if I signed up and I put her on with us, you know, people could actually call in and she can talk to them, like, immediately. You've made it so nice. You know, people take the telephone, and it's such a great device for communication, but then you've got the photographs, and you can text message, and I don't want to deal with any of that stuff. I want to use it just to communicate. So this is so great because you've made it so easy to not just have to be on the radio dial. Everyone's on their computer all the time. People get mad at me because I'm not on the computer all the time, although if I sign up with you, I will be. But, you know, it's just really nice because you can actually communicate with people.
Right.
You know, chat was fascinating to me when I first discovered, because I'm like, wow, you don't have to talk and you can type. But so many things get misconstrued. So this exchange of ideas with this really new technology, I just find you a genius, and I'm not just saying that. And I know that you're not paying me, so you know.
No,
I'm being
sincere.
I may
have to tell you now.
No, really, but Alan, I live in D.C. I'll be shouting. You know how the people like stand up in the middle of the road with the signs. You know, help me. I'll have a really, and I was a graphic artist at one time and a cartoonist. So what I'll do is I'll make this really pretty Blog Talk Radio thing and say, you know, get on Blog Talk Radio.
You're gonna have to send.
The president should have a show on here.
Who's that?
The president, you know.
Oh. Well,
anyway.
We had the Republican National Chairman. He was a guest on a show last week. He called in. The Republican National Chairman. Mayor Bloomberg, I've been talking to.
Oh, wow.
It's unlimited. I mean, we have the Los Angeles Fire Department has a show on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, if you go
Yay, the fire department, those guys.
The Los Angeles Fire Department, if you go into search and you put in LAFD, you'll see that LAFD does a show
That's
on
so
Sunday
great.
Mornings. It's 10 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
Well, can I ask you, how do you schedule everyone? Like,
we
do
don't.
You have to, so you pick the time you want to be on
exactly.
And then.
Exactly. You pick everything.
Okay.
It's totally, it's empowerment. I have no.
Oh, you really?
We have no, like, we have a few employees. We don't do any of it. What we do is give people the tool and the ability to create their own show when they want to do it, on whatever topic they want, and link it to their blogs and give them the tools on their own blogs to market it and drive people back from their blog to their show so they
can
listen to it.
Because voice is a very important thing. You know, we want to connect, and a lot of people can connect in words, but people like me, you know, I should have, you know, like when you leave a message, and people, you know, the people's messages vary. You can have up to 4 minutes or 30 seconds or whatever,
right.
And I say those messages were, that creation was never meant for me, because I always get beeped, and I either have to call back, or they get me in mid-sentence, right? So this is like a fantastic tool for people like me. who maybe think they have something a little valuable to say, but I think we all do. But can I ask you, can I interview you for a second? I'm just curious, how did you, because I tried to find this on your site, and you did such a great layout because it's really easy. You made it really easy, which everyone likes to try to think they're so sophisticated.
We try. It's got a lot of information. I mean, it's a very complex site, and we have to jump off. So I want to thank everybody. That was an abbreviated show tonight. We just had Phil scheduled for this evening. We've got a bunch of shows that are scheduled to happen over the next 2 weeks on Blog Talk Radio, a bunch of very interesting guests.